second and one last chance. 2 seconds to go. Give to Theimer. He scored! At the buzzer! It's at 0-0-0. We're going to have to get confirmation that the puck went in before the horn or before the clock went zero.
And video replay show just 0.2 seconds remaining in the third period, so UC Jokinen's tip-in would stand. Chuck Caton with the call on the Hurricanes Radio Network. The Canes even the series at 2 games apiece, but in Game 5, Martin Brodeur put on a record-tying display.
Brind'Amour and Madden on the faceoff. One to the blue line. Corvo with it. Feeds it to Whitney. Slap shot. See Brodeur, and he'll hold on as the puck went into his chest. He saw it all the way. Left wing feed for Jokinen. Back to Pitkinen to Jokinen. Cross-ice pass. Ease with the shot. Glove saved by Brodeur, and he'll hold on.
Matt Laughlin on WFAN in New York as Brodeur made 44 saves, the most he's ever had in a shutout, and the Devils held off Carolina 1-0. It was Brodeur's 23rd playoff shutout, tying Patrick Roy's NHL record. The first team to punch their ticket to the second round, the Vancouver Canucks.
As the Canucks break up a lead pass, Burrows brings the puck in quickly on the right wing. Alex Burrows shoots. He scores! Alex Burrows with 19 seconds to go in overtime. And the Canucks have swept the Blues. A 4-game sweep and a dogpile in the St. Louis zone as the Canucks move on to the second round.
John Shorthouse with the call on the Canucks Radio Network as Alex Burrows' overtime goal finished off St. Louis 3-2. And it marked the first sweep of a best-of-seven series in Vancouver franchise history. Columbus tried to avoid a sweep at the hands of Detroit by becoming the first team in NHL history to erase a pair of two-goal deficits within the same period of a playoff game. The Blue Jackets rallied from 3-1 and 5-3 down, but in the end, the Wings would never fall behind.
Conwall floats it down. Mulhunter cuts out in front with a power move. Franzen scores! Johan Franzen! With the goal, 46.6 seconds to go in regulation. A power play goal by the Mule gives the Red Wings a 6-5 lead.
Ken Cal on WXYT in Detroit as Johan Franzen tallied his 8th game-winning goal in the last 3 postseasons, 3 more than any other player. That completed the sweep for the Red Wings. It's only the third time since 1993 that an NHL team won a playoff series in 4 straight games in which they never trailed. All 3 such sweeps have been by Detroit. Anaheim is one win away from stunning the President's Trophy winners thanks to some young guns.
Here's Perry, front of the net for Getzlaff. Goes back to Chris Pronger. Half the period left, loose in front. Perry turns, shoots. Bobby Ryan scores! Bobby Ryan scores his second goal of the game!
Steve Carroll on the Ducks Radio Network as Bobby Ryan's 4th goal of the playoffs was more than enough for Jonas Hiller as Anaheim beat San Jose 4-0. Hiller became only the 5th goalie in NHL playoff history to record a pair of shutouts in his first career playoff series. The 7th-seeded Rangers pushed Washington to the brink behind some steady netminding from Henrik Lundqvist.
Quickly up the left wing, Ovechkin looks to gain a step on Girardi. Flies it across the 70, moves in, he shoots. Saved by Lundqvist, here's Semin. In across the line, Semin, drop pass for Leik, he shoots. And a blocker saved by Lundqvist. Now to Ovechkin on the left wing, across the line. Ovechkin shoots, glove save, what a stop by Lundqvist to rob Alexander Ovechkin.
Kenny Albert on MSG Radio in New York as Lundqvist made a career playoff high 38 saves to hold off the Capitals 2-1. In his 12th NHL season, Olli Jokinen finally has a taste of playoff hockey.
Now the puck goes back into the hot zone. Jokinen drives to that backhander. Scores! Olli Jokinen! Second of the night! It's 4-1.
Peter Maher on Sports Radio 960, The Fan in Calgary, as Jokinen was just making up for lost time by scoring twice in the Flames' 6-4 victory. Jokinen scored 237 regular season goals before netting his first in the playoffs. Only 3 other players scored more regular season goals before getting a postseason marker. Finally, Boston ended Montreal's centennial season in 4 straight games, with former Canadian Michael Ryder leading the way. He had 2 goals in the Bruins' 4-1 victory in Game 4 and finished with 4 goals and 7 points. Dave Gosher had the call on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston.
On the left wing side, Krejci over the line with Lucic and Ryder. Krejci left side, feeds Ryder in front, and he scores! Michael Ryder, another one against his former team, and it's 4-1.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.